Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
Te presentamos a Alex. Ella acaba de descubrir el centro de visión de Walmart.
Ahora hago mis diligencias en un solo lugar.
¿Compras? ¿Lentes?
Walmart.
¿Decoraciones?
Walmart. Y lo mejor es que aceptan la mayoría de seguros, así que ahorro tiempo y dinero.
Bienvenido a un cuidado de visión más fácil. Bienvenido a tu Walmart. Se aplican restricciones. Visita walmart.com para más detalles.
Welcome to the OOO Ozempic and Semaglutide podcast. Get ready to hear from best-selling healthcare author Dr. Josh Luke as he facilitates a discussion on healthy weight loss and living healthy. And now, here's your host, Dr. Josh Luke.
Hey, the OOO Ozempic podcast. We are changing the name to the Weight Loss Injection Revolution podcast. If you start getting announcements about that, now you know why. Why? This episode is a great example of why, right? Because we're going to talk about Zepbound, which is projected to be the number one top-selling drug of all time by the time we're done with this, right? So Zepbound, here it comes. So we're going to talk about, on this show, we're going to talk about Zepbound. We're also going to talk about the differences between the different medications. A big question we have is, how does Ozempic differ from Mounjaro, from Wegovy, and now for Zepbound and Semaglutide? This is part of the reason we changed the name of the show, right? Is because there's so many others. Ozempic is just the name you know. So let's talk about Zepbound, Z-E-P-B-O-U-N-D. Zepbound is a tirzepatide. And if you listen to our shows with 13-year-old Maggie and her mom, that's what she was prescribed a few years ago, a tirzepatide. It's made by Eli Lilly, who also makes Mounjaro. So Eli Lilly now offers both Mounjaro and Zepbound. How do they differ? We're going to get into that. Okay. So Zepbound is projected to be the number one selling drug of all time, made by Eli Lilly, who also makes Mounjaro. What are the differences between Zepbound, Mounjaro, Wegovy, Ozempic, and Semaglutide? We're going to get into that on this show. So there's my little promo for this show, right? So, hey, it was only approved. Well, number one, Zepbound was approved for weight loss, where many of the others, Ozempic, Mounjaro, were approved for diabetes management, right? So that's the number one thing that's changed, and why they're saying this will be the number one selling drug of all time, because it's made by a pharmaceutical juggernaut, Eli Lilly, but also because it was approved on November 8th of 2023 for weight loss. So believe it or not, in the fourth quarter of 2023, even though it was not approved for weight loss until November 8th, which is almost halfway through the quarter, okay, $176 million in sales for Zepbound. $176 million. Now you're going, wait a minute, should I be on Zepbound instead of Semaglutide compound, instead of Wegovy, Mounjaro, Ozempic? Who knows? That's what we're going to talk about. We're going to get a little deeper into it, right? So $176 million in the fourth quarter, even though it was not approved until November 8th. That's crazy, right? So it officially launched in December, if you will. And so that basically largely represents 1 month worth of sales. That's crazy, right? So in 2022, there was a study of 2,500 adults. The average weight loss was 15% on Zepbound, 15% of body weight, but it was up to 22.5%. And then there was a separate study where the actual average was 26%, a longer study. Okay, but 26% of body weight, 1/4. And so I'm guessing, I didn't get a chance to dig deeper into that study, but I'm guessing those were individuals who had more obesity issues than the other study. So what else? Remember, guys, I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not making recommendations. I'm just here to share. So what I found interesting about Zepbound is the average maintained weight loss after going off of Zepbound is almost 10% of weight loss, so 9.5%. So if you're losing 15 to 20% of your body weight, you're keeping half of that off for the long term. I would call that a victory for sure, right? It's a good start at a minimum. The price for Zepbound is $1,060, so it's not cheap. Will your insurance pay for it? They might, they can, but there needs to be a reason, right? And we've talked about this before. It's not cheap, but that insurance could cover it. You never know. So let's get into it a little deeper now. I'm going to switch glasses here so I can read some things, some notes I had here to you. And I really can't see that far. So here we go. Oh, yeah, now I can see. All right. So Zepbound, dual agonist that activates the glucose-dependent insulinotropic polypeptide or gastric inhibitory polypeptide and GLP-1, okay, glucagon-like peptide 1 hormone receptors, aiding glucose management and helping patients feel fuller longer. We talked about in an 88-week study, patients lost an average of 26% of body weight. I got a lot of my good details for this episode off of a website called healthline.com, where you can look it up too. And Zepbound, guys, was approved for individuals with obesity, not or overweight, but not just, you know, if you're not obese, that's why a lot of these studies are really referring to those who are obese, because that's what it was approved for. Okay. Although Zepbound and Mounjaro are basically both tirzepatides and are both made by Eli Lilly, as we talked about, Mounjaro was only approved for type 2 diabetes management, like we talked about. So that's largely the main difference. But as soon as people started losing weight, Lilly and the others went back and said, man, we got to do something similar and rebrand it so we can do it just for weight loss, right? So Wegovy, which is not a Lilly brand, can be prescribed for the treatment of obesity and overweight with specific conditions. But the drugs, they're largely similar. It's just about how they are approved, and why they were approved is because when it's submitted, you talk about why we're submitting it for diabetes management or for weight loss, right? And that process can take years. So that's why there's a main difference between them. As you go to the mass market, that's not just a technicality. It's how you can sell it, who can sell it, who can prescribe it, all those things. So let's see, guys, always, always, always consult your physician if you want to know the differences, if you want to know which ones work. That is always what we recommend as the first stop. And remember, I'm not a doctor, I'm a PhD, but I'm not making any medical recommendations, okay? One of the things about Zepbound is it's a combination of GLP-1 and GIP, gastric inhibitory polypeptide, where some of the others are just GLP-1. So it's having a dual effect of telling your brain you're full, but also digesting food slower. So your stomach actually is full, right? The FDA approvals for Zepbound, and here's where you say, hey, somebody be more specific on how I can get it approved for my insurance. FDA approvals are based on somebody who has a body mass index of 30 kilograms per square meter or more, and have a body mass index of 27 kilograms or greater, with a minimum of one weight-related condition like high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, or high cholesterol. I'm going to repeat that again because that's really critical. I'm going to do it for my buddy Dominic, who does my social media, right? Here we go. If you want to get Zepbound covered by your insurance, you need to have a body mass index of 30 kilograms per square meter or more, basically qualify as obese, and or have a body mass index of 27 kilograms or greater, with a minimum of one weight-related comorbidity or condition like high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, or high cholesterol. There you go. Tune into the episode to learn more. All right. This medication is a weekly injection patients administer at home, or you can go to a clinic if your clinic offers Zepbound. So again, 22.5% body mass, body weight is what people were lost up to, and 15% on average. So while there's not one treatment for everybody, Zepbound is definitely working. And It's something to compare to Ozempic, Wegovy, and...
Te presentamos a Alex. Ella acaba de descubrir el centro de visión de Walmart.
Ahora hago mis diligencias en un solo lugar.
¿Compras? ¿Lentes?
Walmart.
¿Decoraciones?
Walmart. Y lo mejor es que aceptan la mayoría de seguros, así que ahorro tiempo y dinero.
Bienvenido a un cuidado de visión más fácil. Bienvenido a tu Walmart. Se aplican restricciones. Visita walmart.com para más detalles.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's brand new day all-purpose cleaner cleans and kills 99.9% of viruses and bacteria on hard, non-porous surfaces around your home with a fragrance that feels like a tropical getaway for your senses. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Others. So, just to review my notes here, the new research on Mounjaro and Zepbound is really helping to set them aside apart from the others, meaning Ozempic, semaglutide. So tirzepatide, which of course Mounjaro and Zepbound is a tirzepatide, imitates the actions of a natural GIP and the GIP receptor. We talked about this, and I know we're getting scientific. But when you combine that with the GLP-1, again, okay, now your brain's being told you're full and your stomach is digesting slower. So these are things that are going to have a tremendous impact on your appetite, right? Ozempic and Wegovy are brand names of the drug semaglutide. Okay, we talked about that, right? Like soda, Coke, right? Tissue, Kleenex. So, brand names for semaglutide, Ozempic and Wegovy, right? Not Lilly medications, but kind of the OGs, the original weight loss medications that were designed for diabetes. Okay, those are GLP-1 agonist. But when you get to Zepbound, okay, it's a dual agonist. Okay, so that's what's setting it apart. I've covered that a few times. Really important. Okay. Is it more effective than Ozempic, than the others? Well, we've covered all the reasons why it could and should be, right? So I'm just going through so many of these different things so you'll know, because Zepbound is supposed to be the number one selling drug of all time. And you're finding out why, because it's kind of like Ozempic on steroids, right? It does twice as much as Ozempic and it's approved for weight loss. How long do you have to take it? Again, there was 36-week studies. There was 88-week studies. It just depends on how much you want to lose, what your goal is, how long you're going to lose it. What are the side effects of Zepbound? They're pretty much the same, guys. It's nausea, diarrhea, or constipation. It's funny how they're the opposite, but it could be either, right? Vomiting. You know, I haven't had any vomiting, but I've definitely had some regurge from time to time. Just some stomach pain, I guess, for lack of a better word, or indigestion. So it's the normal stuff that you might hear about. And, you know, people ask all the time, is there any negative research coming out? And thyroid is the first thing you hear. There's also early indications that we're keeping an eye on kidneys, gallbladders, allergies if you have allergic reactions, low blood sugar, vision changes. I've actually experienced the vision change one. My eyes, and I went to the eye doctor last week, and they said the dramatic weight loss will definitely impact your vision. And as you guys noticed, I just had to switch from my pink glasses over to my not pink glasses. And the reason they work better is because these ones don't have lenses. Remember, I showed you that they're the glare. And so my photographer a couple of years ago said, you should order a pair of those glasses without lenses. So hey guys, ZepBound, $1,060. It can be covered by your insurance, but the costs vary widely. When you go to the doctor, the clinic, make sure you know which drug you're getting. Make sure you ask for a dual agonist. Okay, I'm gonna do another promo here for my boy Dom. Are you ready? Here we go. Let's put the pink glasses on for this promo. Do you want to know what a dual agonist is? A GLP-1 agonist combined with the GIP that's going to help you lose weight even faster than on Ozempic. It's Zepbound, it's Mounjaro, it's other medications, but tune into this episode to learn more about what a dual agonist is and how it can help you lose weight even faster. So, three promos in one show, man, we're crushing it, right? All right, guys, that's Zepbound. That's the one. Look, I'm losing weight just fine on combustible semaglutide. I'm not going to make the switch, but a lot of people listening to the show are investigating. When you go talk to your doctor, start with the conversation about Zepbound as a dual agonist, and just write this down: a GLP-1 agonist, AGONIST, combined with a GIP. Okay, and when you combine a GLP-1 agonist, which all of the semaglutides are for the most part, you're combining that now with the GIP, which they would describe as a dual agonist, and that is going to be like a double whammy for losing weight. And GIP, just so you know, stands for, if you got your pen out, glucose dependent insulinotropic polypeptide or gastric inhibitory polypeptide. Okay, so you have all the science you need, guys. It's time to go lose that weight, time to keep it off. Remember, we're changing the name of the podcast. Please like us, give us a follow, mention it to a friend. We're blowing up, and that's why we keep producing these shows. The new name of the show is the Weight Loss Injection Revolution Podcast with Dr. Josh Loop, not a medical doctor, just here to spread the information, help you lose that weight, and keep it off. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Ozempic and Semaglutide podcast. Dr. Josh Luke is a PhD, but not a medical doctor, and none of his comments or comments of his guests are intended to be medical advice. Make sure to like, follow, share, and subscribe to the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll be back soon with a new episode.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
Te presentamos a Alex. Ella acaba de descubrir el centro de visión de Walmart.
Ahora hago mis diligencias en un solo lugar.
¿Compras? ¿Lentes?
Walmart.
¿Decoraciones?
Walmart. Y lo mejor es que aceptan la mayoría de seguros, así que ahorro tiempo y dinero.
Bienvenido a un cuidado de visión más fácil. Bienvenido a tu Walmart. Se aplican restricciones. Visita walmart.com para más detalles.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night, and building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
On this episode of Plant Killers, we'll explore one nation's most notorious fruit and vegetable killer, bad dirt. What makes bad dirt so bad? The answer? The ingredients. But fear not, true crime enthusiasts. This story has a happy ending. New Miracle-Gro Organic Raised Bed and Garden Soil. It's made with quality organic ingredients from upcycled green waste like compost and aged bark. Unlike the other guys who can't say the same. Looks like bad dirt's murdering days are over, thanks to Miracle-Gro. Join us next time on Plant Killers.